Now back top of the key to Seabury. Tries to drive left. Robinson steals it. Wide open lane to the basket. Showtime dunk. We are tied at 47.
And what an athletic play there from Nyree Robinson. He steals the ball, brings it down the court, and jams it.
Let's call him Nyree Showtime Robinson. He now has 15 of Carmel's 47. And I knew that was coming. I'm not going to lie there. Robinson, he is not the best shooter on this team, but man, is he athletic. He can get to the rim. He can finish. He can get defensive steals. And now Carmel is right back in this deadlocked at 47.
And the dunk was actually a very smart play, though, also from Nyree Robinson, because he could have potentially gotten it blocked if he just went in for the layup, because he had number 32, Swain, chasing him down.
And you never want to be blocked from behind, especially on a breakaway. So Robinson, a very, very smart play right there. That all happened so fast that I don't know if the Kokomo players realized in time to get back on defense.
And now all of a sudden, within the last 40 seconds, Carmel has tied this game up.
And now with 5 minutes and 28 seconds remaining in the game, 47-47 is your score. Slowly bringing it up for Kokomo. Bridgeforth kicks it left side to Swain. Swain kicks it to Ballantyne. Right side drives, puts up the short jumper, no good. Peterson pulls down the board, kicks it to Robinson. He has a one-on-one. Here he goes again. Right hand, didn't get the roll. Peterson pulls down the rebound and lays it in.
And just more athletic basketball there from Nyree Robinson and then Alec Peterson to finish.
Clark has it top of the key, guarded by Peterson. Kicks it right side to Swain. Swain now hands off to Seabury. Gives it back top of the key to Bridgeforth. Drives, puts up a wild shot, doesn't get the roll. Rebound fought for. He does come back up with it. A great pass inside to Seabury for two.
And now the
tied again.
As you said, Mark, the game is tied. 4:36 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Gardner has it. Takes it full court, guarded by Bridgeforth. Fakes the spin move. Hands it off to Baldridge, right wing. Baldridge is going to get a screen from Peterson. Doesn't use it. Instead goes right and lays it up with the left hand and one.
And he is going to have the opportunity for the old-fashioned three-point play right here to give the Greyhounds a three-point lead with 4:22 remaining.
Now, it's very interesting because when you go up the left side of the basket, normally you use your right hand, especially if you're a right-handed player. Baldridge opted to go with the left hand there, and it actually turned out to be the right play as the Kokomo defender was coming from the right. And that free throw is good by Baldridge. 52-49, 4:15 remaining. Slowly, Ballantyne brings it up for Kokomo. He gets a screen left by Clark. Goes that way. Kicks it over into the corner to Seabury. Seabury kicks it back out to Clark. He's going to try to drive middle. Back out to Seabury. Baseline, reverse layup. Very beautiful. Seabury's come alive in this quarter. 13 points now on the game. Volovic, who just checked in, brings it up slowly. Guarded by Bridgeforth. Gets it past the timeline. He's trapped. Gets it to Kurtz, close to the midcourt stripe. Now they swing it to Baldridge. Over to Robinson, left side, another great layup. Got it!
And that is skill you cannot teach right there from Nyree Robinson. What an athletic play.
That one sat on the rim and somehow found its way down. Driving, put it up. Ballantyne almost got the end one himself, which would have given them a chance to tie this ball game. But instead he goes to the line for two and a chance to cut it to one. 54-53. Set to check back in as Taylor Persons at the next break, which will be after this first free throw. Ballantyne, 2 for 2 on the day, knocks that one down. Now Persons is checking in. Checking out's going to be Armand Bridgeforth. I'm going to assume he's not going to have a long rest.